We're in a very significant area, top end of Collins Street, and some salubrious premises here. We're standing in front of the Melbourne Club. It's supposedly a men's club, and there's a few of them still around. So there's the Savage Club and the Lyceum Club and the Australian Club, which are women and gentlemen's clubs they go to, and I don't know what they, because you can't talk business in there. I've been for lunch, there's no business, and no money changes hands. So it's all sort of secret handshakes and signage. I don't get it. But this one here was built, or established in 1838. But this building was actually built in the Renaissance Revival style by architect Leonard Terry in 1859. And you can see a plaque just outside of it. It's got a National Trust, it's registered with the National Trust, I should say. So the dining wing bay, the bay windows there were added on much later, about 30 years later, which is kind of strange, isn't it? That they plugged on, but that's the main dining, which is a magnificent room. The ceiling heights are sensational. It's got accommodation at the top, full-size billiard tables, wonderful dining areas. And downstairs, in those bluestone windows, is probably one of the best wine cellars in Australia. So all the members store their wine down. I've had a tour down there, and it's quite gobsmacking, some of the wine that's they're treated like gold nuggets. Behind the Melbourne Club is probably a more significant area, which is their outdoor garden, one of the biggest and most significant gardens in Melbourne. We'll see that in a moment when we go up a little laneway. Behind me is Collins Place. Now, Collins Place, when I was a young student in the 80s, was being built. It was a great controversy because an international architect was brought into Australia to do it, I.M. Pei, along with Bates Smart Architects. But I.M. Pei was the main acknowledged architect. It's a mixed-use development, 1970, when I just started out with architecture. At the time, a lot of resentment because it's such a blank-looking building. It's very much the Chicago style, sheer planes, a gridded facade. But at the top of the two towers, there's actually a change in the window configuration. You might just see through the trees. So there's actually some different articulation. But importantly, what they did here is radical for the time, is they twisted the buildings off the grid. So they sit at 45 degrees to the Hoddle grid, which is quite daring in its day. And then this outdoor atrium space has what's called the Miro space frame. So an engineer of the day, Miro, invented this space frame that could span big distances, big areas, with minimal columns. So the Miro space frame was as groundbreaking as the buildings themselves. And interestingly, the buildings, although they were resented in the day, they've now got a heritage overlay on them also. I think we're going to go up through number 30. You can get under Monash University building here. There's a secret little laneway I want to take you up, one of my favourite little walkways in Melbourne. So let's go.